Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Tonight, we'll be doing talking SFL and the cancellation of SFL and NFL offseason talk. Show must go on, like last night. Here at the podcast, we're not going to stop because of the virus. Right, Cliff?
Right. That's the way I look at it.
Yep, the show must go on. This is basically the only thing you can do is podcasting and watching wrestling and video games. There's nothing else to do right now. Soon they might shut us. Soon they might have us on lockdown. the way things are going now. But that's not here or there.
Yeah, it's like the world's on lockdown right now.
It's going to be a ghost town in like 24 hours. Let's get right to it. SFL will be... SFL canceled its 2020 season. And yeah. It's not going on anymore. They canceled the season because of the coronavirus, which is a shame because the season was heading in the right direction. It sucks that the first season back that they have to cancel, not because of financial reasons, because of this virus. Because everything they were, as far as we know, they were doing good financially, so.
They did cancel it. They also released a statement 2 days ago, not after the cancellation, about a Seattle player, Dragon, tested positive for the coronavirus that participated in the March 7th game against the Roughnecks in Houston. Oh, man.
Yeah. It sucks.
Yeah.
But, and apparently the player's been one of the most active players. He was a starter, wasn't he?
They didn't say who was. It said a Seattle Dragon player. They tested positive for it. They didn't say which player it was. It said he tested positive after the Roughness game. And this is right after they canceled their season. Then they came out with a statement.
That's only one thing, too.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I saw someone else. I'm like,
Was nobody else was tested?
Not that I know of yet, but they said SFL players are free as of Friday after the exit interviews to, if they want to send out tapes and sign with NFL teams, they're welcome to do so.
Wow.
Also, they just announced that tomorrow FS1 will be having an SFL marathon.
Well, again,
6 o'clock in the morning. I guess 6 o'clock in the morning for the games that were on Fox.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Not the ABC or ESPN ones. But you can see, like, the rewatch the Wildcats and Roughnecks in week one, followed by the Battle Hawks and the Roughnecks in week two.
Yep.
Week four matchup between the Dragons and the Battlehawks. Guardians in Dallas. That's three. And then the Roughnecks and then the 6 o'clock one. The Texas Showdown at 6 o'clock tomorrow night on FS1 between the Roughnecks and Dallas.
Wow. Yeah, that's tough. I mean, it's going to be good to relive those games. So.
Yeah. So.
What were your overall thoughts on the season? I mean, we got halfway through.
We got halfway through, and what it is that you notice that I was wondering how far the Roughnecks was going to go. Will they go undefeated? Will they win the championship? Will PJ Walker win the MVP or Eric Cam Phillips?
Yeah.
How would we bounce back?
I know,
from,
right?
The loss of Landry Jones, if he was going to be able to play for the rest of the season.
Yep. It'd be interesting. Do you think they just scrap the season and just have the first season that just make the first season next year?
No, I think they'll probably count this season in as like a experimental league, but you can't say it was a failure because everybody loved it. I mean, fans was like, this is like the downside of not having NFL football. You got SFL. And I think, to tell you the truth, and I was real down with the SFL when I read about the kickoff rules, but that, I didn't realize those were how effective those rules were, but made the kickoffs really exciting. What?
Yep. Exactly. Now there's rumors that PJ Walker might jump to the NFL, and same with Cam Phillips. If he goes to the NFL, what team do you think should sign him? I say New England. If they don't sign Brady.
Well, Brady's
you
not
sign
gonna
PJ?
Sign I will
Brady
sign,
might go
yeah,
to
but Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay? Which is weird.
Yeah, Ryan Tuck. Yeah. Tannehill got a 4-year extension, so I doubt he's going to Tennessee where all rumors were. Possibly he was lame.
Yeah.
He just got a 4-year extension last night.
And yep.
Derrick Henry just got the franchise tag today.
Yep. And then the big trade, David Johnson for DeAndre Hopkins. What the fuck are Texans thinking?
And plus the Texans also got a second and a fourth round pick.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
But yeah, when I saw that, I didn't believe it. I'm like, it's no way. This is. I think even in a video game, that trade should never have gone through.
Yeah, people are posting that trade on Madden is declined. How is the Houston Roughnecks have PJ Walker and Cam Phillips and the Houston Roughnecks are better than the Houston Texans right now?
I don't know.
I hope PJ Walker.
Texas still has it, but in the same time, is I don't think that if I was any of the XFL players, I wouldn't try to rush. I mean, they actually started something special, and they're to the point that the XFL players, they're still getting them money for the whole year's salary, plus their insurance base, and do whatever. Now, if you want, you feel the need, I wouldn't jump into the NFL.
Yeah.
It's not
if
like
I was PJ Walker.
I will keep Trace, and I will stay with the Roughnecks. I will actually...
Yeah. Try to go undefeated next year.
I mean, finish up that you started.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Cam Phillips.
It sucks that they're not going to continue it, but they have to wait over a year. But I mean, less than a year. But that's more motivation for these teams to and these players to go out there next year and prove on what they did this year. Now, is there any improvement that you would like to see from the SFL?
Oh, man. I mean, tell you the truth, it was better. I liked the fact that I was able to watch a football game and not have to watch it for over 3 hours or so. I liked the running clock. That was – I had funny feelings, but when you're watching the game, you realize it's like, oh, gee, it's actually going to end in under 3 hours. You don't have to wait here for this or that for the game to end. I would love
right.
to see how the overtime went. The only thing I wish I wanted to see was overtime in the XFL. I think I
yeah.
wish we got could have got to see the overtime game.
Yeah, that's the only thing we didn't get to see that we wanted to see. We saw a kick return for a touchdown. We saw one and three and two and three pointers. We saw defense touchdowns. What else did we? We saw everything but
yeah, saw
overtime.
Block kicks, everything but overtime.
Yeah. So let's have our own MVP. We both agree it's PJ Walker, right?
Right. I agree with that.
Okay.
That's no doubt.
So that's pretty much unanimous. That it was him. It's him.
Yeah, it's PJ Walker, hand down MVP of the SFL.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
I don't know when defensive player. Do you have any?
Well, I wasn't a big fan. More like the offense stood out to me more than defense. But if I would have
yeah.
to, like, give, that's one thing I didn't like about the SFL. It did base it a lot around the offense on the side of the ball. And
right.
I think that was the idea. They didn't want no, like, they wanted high-scoring games and whatnot. And, yeah, you still get shut out, but you still had those high scoring shutouts, not those low scoring or whatnot. Fair. You also had your defensive
wow.
battles too, with the Battle Hawks in DC.
Yep,
I think that was a good defensive battle right there.
I agree with that. the best defense. Who was the best defense in your mind?
Sadly to say, I will say Tampa Bay's defense was strong. A lot of teams with a good defense had a losing record. It's kind of hard for me to say, but I like Tampa Bay. I like Seattle's defense. They stepped up. DC stepped up at home. They're a home team. And they play well
in New York.
At home.
So
New
York.
New York
kind of
okay,
played
yeah.
At times,
yeah,
their
York.
Defense was.
Well,
LA, too. I think all of them had pretty decent defenses when they were at home. Like Houston, they were.
Yeah.
They didn't allow a lot of points. St. Louis. Is it. The one thing I feel sorry for is the St. Louis fans, because they've been waiting almost 5 years for football, and they finally get it, and they only get two home games. And it's a shame that they only got two home games, and that now they have to wait another. They have to wait like 10 more months for football again. I feel bad for
that. Right after Super Bowl 55.
Yeah. If you have do you have anything else on NFL before we talk about the NFL offseason?
No, not really. I mean, I enjoyed it for what it was. I want
I did too.
Sit back, probably rewatch some of these games tomorrow, especially the Houston
yeah.
games. So I fell in love with them.
It's going to be fun.
Hopefully, if they can still talk about adding more teams, if they do add it, next year, if we can get like two more teams added in, be
one for each conference. Yeah, one for each conference. I would like to see maybe Portland and Chicago or Philadelphia, something like that. I don't know Philadelphia. Would Philadelphia, would this fan base support another football team, do you think? I could this Eagles crazy city, so would they support a secondary team, do you think?
I mean, the Soul.
I would.
I mean, people support the Soul. I mean, I'll watch the Soul day. Because I tell you the truth, the Philadelphia Soul is the first team, and I watched bring a championship to Philadelphia.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like the Phantoms, because the Phantoms were the first ones to do it too, before the Flyers. I mean, the Flyers haven't won since 75, but yeah, the Phantoms even did it. I would support it, definitely.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, which two cities do you think they should add? If they don't add Philadelphia, what city would you like to see? Delaware, New Jersey? Oh, no, not New Jersey, because they have the metal. They play in the metal now, same way. Brooklyn?
No, you don't need that. I would like to see somewhere far around Tennessee.
Yeah, Nashville.
And then, yeah.
Vegas?
Probably. I wouldn't be surprised. If you get Vegas, I mean, Vegas is out there, and I will support as a fall of the original NFL, the Outlaws was my first favorite team of all time, Las Vegas Outlaws.
Could they bring – how about Oakland? They just lost a football team themselves. So you think Oakland – would they –
Oakland,
I mean, they don't have a football.
You don't really need,
in it.
But you don't need all those teams in California.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, LA.
There's so many.
You don't need a lot of football.
Look how many teams they have just in Los Angeles alone. They have two hockey teams, if you count Anaheim, that's one, and two baseball teams, three football teams, and two baseball teams, and then two basketball teams. They have so many teams. They have so many football teams. They don't even support. They barely support the Rams and Chargers as it is. So
yeah. So Los Angeles is not known for home field advantage when it comes to sports tech catership. It's more like an away from the team.
Yeah. Besides the Lakers, I think the Lakers are the only Lakers and Dodgers, probably the only two. Yeah, it's gonna be fun next year. A lot of people are saying, "Oh, this is gonna be it, and this is it. Oh, this is always not gonna come back." No, people don't realize that it's gonna take a lot to get Vince McMahon to fold this league. He's not gonna fold it over once after one season over a virus. That's not Vince McMahon. He's having a hard time even canceling WrestleMania, so how is he going to fold the SFL? He's not going to fold it. He has the right people in place now. So,
we're
both. I can't wait until. Now is the SFL going to have a draft themselves?
Well, to tell you the truth, their draft happened like on YouTube or whatnot, and they did it on their websites. It was in a small little room, and they just had owners and just did their own little draft. That's exactly how they drafted their team. So I'm not exactly sure if they're going to go to the big times and try to air it, or like the NFL and stuff, too.
I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get Fox to show it or something. But who knows? But I'm looking forward to, I guess, the off season now. I mean, when's officially off season? Official off season, probably June.
Yeah, no, it was probably around May.
Okay.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting. I feel bad for the players, but you have to get this virus under control. I understand it, but it sucks. Now moving on to the NFL. So what do you think of the all the moves today? Supposedly moves, the trades, basically.
Like I said, the Hopkins trade was hard to believe. I still think that was a bad move. I'm still trying to figure out why. If you trade your star receiver, because Hopkins is like my number one for a running back, he's not really that good.
Yeah, David Johnson's been injury prone for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So I don't understand that trade. And I'm interested to see what Winston has to say. Not Winston. What's the quarterback's name? Shit.
Hmm.
Winston.
No, I'm kidding. Oh man. Watson.
The quarterback.
Watson.
I bet he's pissed off. He just lost his top receiver. Who's he going to throw to now? Will Fuller? I mean, he's a nice
Will
number
Fuller
two, but not number one.
Yeah.
I mean, Arizona's going to be good next year. Arizona's going to be legit next year. I'll say it right now. DeAndre Hopkins and you give Murray another weapon like DeAndre Hopkins. Who's gonna be motivated because of this trade now? Oof. Man. Arizona's gonna be a sleeper team this year. If they can get a running back, then they're gonna be nice. Well, do you think there's rumors that the Eagles are going to make a trade? Would you want Stephon Diggs? I don't know if I want him.
I would want Stephon Diggs. I mean,
Do you see that? He kind of trashed Wentz on the Undisputed show. I don't know how long ago that was, but
I did not hear that.
Yeah. But I wouldn't mind seeing, I guess I wouldn't mind seeing Diggs. He would be a nice weapon for him.
I'll tell you the truth. I'm hoping they draft a wide receiver in the first round. Hopefully they'll trade up to get one of these big names. Higgins.
Exactly.
Or even that. I'm not Higgins. I'll either trade up and take on Kenny the second. Thaddeus Moss. Randy Moss's son.
Yeah. Oh, his son is getting drafted.
Yeah. So that's. Oh, but if I could ask you this, what would you think of where do you think Tom Brady's gonna land this season, this off season?
I thought it was gonna be Vegas. I thought it was gonna be the Raiders. I thought that was the spot for him. They came into this the first season in Vegas. They need a quarterback. Forget about Derek Carr. They need a quarterback to represent their team. And that new fan base. So I thought the Raiders were the perfect place. And plus he's from California, so he's going to be close to home. So, but Tampa Bay, is that really legit?
Well, they
said they're bringing back.
They don't want to bring back Winston. They're saying that Winston might be a free, you know, like let Winston go be a free man if they land Tom Brady. Jameis Winston.
Now I could see Jameis Winston going to the Raiders if he got let go.
That's one.
And then you got Mitch Trubisky, who the Bears are gonna. We talked about this in the past. I think you're the one who said they should move on from him. And it looks like they are because they're interested in Teddy Bridgewater or Nick Foles, which is interesting. Nick Foles going to Chicago. That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, he'll be under another Andy Reid guy, so. And we know he's successful under protege tree, so. But he was successful under Reed. He was successful under Peterson, obviously. And then the Bears coach comes from the same tree, so same offense, I think. So Nick Foles going to the Bears, that would be nice. Now, do you think the Eagles are going to bring back Alshon?
Part of me is I don't know the whole story with this whole Alshon Jeffrey thing. I mean, part of me is like, I don't really care because we still have, you know, DeSean Jackson's back. A healthy DeSean Jackson.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I don't know when the draft is going to be.
No, they said the drafts are still going to keep the same dates because nobody's not going to be around.
Are they going to allow fans?
I'm not sure. They did cancel all like public access.
Because they were saying it's recommended that no more than 50 people gathering for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
And then today, they recommended no more than 10 for 15 days. So. Be interesting. Anything else happen?
No. We saw Steph Prescott not getting his money. He got the franchise tag.
Got a franchise tag. We're linked to Byron Jones. Is it Byron Jones or whatever his name is?
Yeah, Byron. That's one. I do not want Byron Jones. I don't want another Cowboy. I said, DeRocco Murray. I said, forget it. I don't want no more Cowboys on my team. Because they're just wanting to come over here playing garbage.
Here's some breaking news. Dana White on SportsCenter. You were ready to go live from Fire Lake Arena in Oklahoma on Saturday, but the president just spoke to the country. Now they're saying no more than 10 in a room. That's impossible. We can't do it. Shit. UFC has just canceled their events.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all we had left with UFC as far as sports. Oh, man.
UFC looks like the Wilder. No, what's the face like? 3. Fury was scheduled July 15th. That's going to probably get canceled.
Yeah, WrestleMania is probably going to be announced soon. Especially if it's...
Well, Florida's...
Yeah.
Florida's giving Vince McMahon his own time, but I think they're going to wind up canceling WrestleMania.
Yep. Yeah.
So that...
And AEW is probably going to be canceled. Did they cancel AEW already?
I'm not sure, but I know they don't. They made, like, provisions to do empty arena matches. Empty arena shows like the UE is doing. But they don't have their own performance center like the AEW. But they are looking into just having empty arena matches.
Wow.
And preparing. for it.
That's crazy. This whole thing is crazy, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We'll get through it. We always do. But in the meantime,
yeah.
You have any final words or before we head out?
Nah. I'm just going to enjoy what we have with wrestling. Hopefully we get back because my town started to look like a ghost town. It's just no one's out. It's so sad.
Yeah, as of right now, you're still working tomorrow, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm still working tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, it changes every day, so who knows. It's going to be hard closing groceries, so I doubt they're going to close any of the groceries or Target or Walmart. So, Clint, if you keep safe out there, thank you for coming on. If you want to do a show next Monday, you can... when the free agency start?
Start at noon at us.
Okay, so, I mean, if there's any stuff we can talk about next Monday, I'll let you know. Or you let me know. And Sunday,
I'll let you know.
Let us know.
I'll let you know.
And Friday, I know you're up.
Probably.
Friday, you can't do.
But I'll let you know about Sunday. All right. I'll talk to you later, man.
Yep. Keep safe, Claire. Bye, everybody.
Sure. Bye.
Thanks.